You're listening to 2024 in Review, a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories of the year from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast. Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
What is the bar, Bob, for them taking a look at this again or getting this back into court, for them to say, yeah, you can come back in? We got the letter that was uncovered detailing the abuse by the father that was written way back. There's the Menudo, some of those boys that have come out and said, you know, what happened to them? What kind of bar needs to be met to get a retrial on something like that?
I mean, essentially, if it's not a, so they came in on a writ, I mean, it's got to be newly discovered evidence that really wasn't available to the attorneys or at the time that the trial happened. You know what I mean? It's got to be truly, truly newly discovered. And like, I don't know if that'll reach that bar. It might, like, depending on like, where did they discover these letters? I don't know.
Well, the new evidence emerged. It's a letter from Eric to his cousin with allegations of sexual abuse by Roy Rosilio. This is from the Menudo member. So there was these communications that went back and forth that were never introduced into court, never introduced into evidence. I didn't even know they existed until several years later. I believe a lot of it was uncovered when the Menudo documentary came out last year that really kind of brought a lot more of this to light.
So, I mean, was that essentially because, like, finally there was, like, an outcry from, like, the members of that band who were like, yeah, this dude was an absolute predator, like, sexually abusing us?
I don't know the answer. I watched the doc, but it's been about a year now since I watched it. Yeah. But I believe it was he wanted to come out and tell his story and wanted to tell the story of the band and really just kind of expose, essentially, in like a Me Too sort of way. You know, the darkness of what everybody thought was just this, you know, bubblegum pop, happy time. And in doing so, ended up connecting the dots with the Menendez brothers. I believe if I remember correctly, he didn't even connect those dots at the time. But then it all just kind of started to come to light of, oh God, well, they never even got that part of their story heard in court. And that is the crux of the whole case.
It really is. Yeah. You know, I mean, clearly I'm sympathetic.
Sure.
And obviously, I mean, you know, it corroborates their story, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the part that matters. So I think that anybody that you know, has a conscience would realize whatever time they've served at this point is probably ample.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever the case may be, you know, if I'm the state's attorney in that case, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, all right, you know what? Like, are we gonna spend a bunch of taxpayer money forcing another trial on this, where we're gonna allow this evidence to come in, or do we just want to look at it and say, all right, we're gonna offer like an offered plea, let these guys out, you know, we'll still have the conviction, and you know, if I'm them, I'm taking it. You
sure.
know, this isn't like a West Memphis 3 situation where they denied committing the crime. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're out, and then they have problems now because they took the alpha plea to get out. Mm-hmm. You know, now they're not in prison anymore. I'm talking about the West Memphis 3 guys, you know, but now they've taken an Alford plea where they've admitted guilt. And, you know, it creates an issue for the Menendez brothers. Like, at this point, they just want to get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I imagine, like, financially that, the minute they get out, they'll probably make a pretty penny with some documentaries that come right down the pike. So sure. they could probably get on their feet pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And we can consider it to be, you know, if you're not in favor of vigilante justice, and you know, it's like, it's a slippery slope. It's like, I'm always like, if somebody ever came after my kids or abused my kids, like, it's hard to say what I would do.
Oh, me too.
You know what I mean? So
I think it'd be a topic of one of these shows. Someone else will be hosting
exactly.
at that point.
You know, as a father, I get it. I get the concept. And, you know, and if you're a child that's got the ability to be able to stop this horrific abuse, not just of yourself, but mm-hmm. of others, you know, I mean, really putting a stop to a monster, you know, I mean, there's sympathy there. Like, I think that there's going to be people that are like, they've served more than enough time.
Yeah.
In light of the person or the people that they killed.
And it was really money and power that that protected their father from ever being found 100%. Out at that point in time, you know, along with
that's what, what it always boils down to, right?
Yeah.
Follow the money, man. Follow the money.
Yeah. It'd be fascinating to see where this goes, because I think a lot of good could come of them getting out and just, I mean, raise more awareness for this fact that these sort of things happen. And and there's so much of it that gets swept under the rug, and it's right under our noses the whole damn time.
Yeah, let me put it this way. In terms of really old cases, I think there's a much higher likelihood the Menendez brothers are walking out of prison rather than Scott Peterson.
Yes, that's another one. Yeah, that is another one. But that has been fascinating to watch and see. It's one of those two where, like, let's just play with everything on the table. And that's why it's so important that that all that does get on the table the first time. So we're not sitting here 20, 30 years later going, well, maybe just to be fair, we should do this.
Right.
But very different circumstances.
Yep. 100%. Very, very different circumstances. Like one, you can see why they should come out. The other one, you got to really be sold on it.
Yeah.
there's just, like his story, Peterson's story is almost, you know, as difficult to stomach and believe as the first case that we talked about, Shaver.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a tough, tough pill to swallow
it is.
Both ways. So
you're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.